Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Today's episode is sponsored by the Epstein Files. Well, not really. But the conversation was spurred on by the Epstein Files. This week, I saw a post by Dr. Lisa Rankin, who was spilling the tea on many of our very highly esteemed teachers in the spiritual self-help development, personal growth, and well-being industry. And she talked about how some of these people that we all know, we've all read their books, we've all attended their conferences, really don't behave so well behind the scenes. And that this whole problem of showing up one way and acting another way behind the scenes is a form of spiritual bypass. Love and light, where really underneath something else is going on. And many of us have been the victim of this, where we pasted on a highly spiritual idea, but underneath we're still suffering from the traumas that we came in with. So this is a big subject today, right, Bill?
Yeah, it really is. You know, I really like the whole concept. If your spirituality makes you less honest, it's not wisdom, it's avoidance.
Yeah. So let me break this down for people who don't understand what a spiritual bypass is. In fact, I had to look it up myself. I had an idea of what I thought it meant, and I really wanted to be sure. So spiritual bypassing is when someone uses spiritual ideas or practice to sidestep uncomfortable human work, like grief. Grief is a huge one that gets bypassed in spirituality. Anger, shame, trauma, messy relationships, boundaries. Boundaries is a big one. Accountability, by jumping straight to higher concepts like oneness, positivity, forgiveness, or everything happens for a reason. So I want to just jump back here to a minute to boundaries. So a lot of the really terrible things that have happened to people in religion, in personal growth and development, you know, everybody's heard of the hot yoga guy and all the abuses that happened there, come from exactly this issue. Putting love and light, pasting love and light on top of some really bad things that are going on and blurring the boundary of what you know is right and wrong because there's this spiritual face on top of it. This happened at the John of God Foundation in Brazil. There was all kinds of abuse going on behind the scenes, but people respected him so much and felt that they were getting this high-level spirituality that they ignored it until someone came forward and said, hey, this is a problem. And then everybody else was like, oh yeah, me too. I knew it was wrong, but I didn't want to be the one to step out. So that's one big way that spiritual bypass happens, right? Where those boundaries get blurred.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't want to be the one, right, to call out. This is the master on stage, or, you know, you're privileged to be in their presence, you know. They've obviously written things that sound, you know, very enlightened or understand these concepts really well, and you feel like you maybe you're living them and maybe you're not able to.
And the reason that you think it's bad is you're not at that high level of consciousness. There were some things that came out in the Epstein's files about the Dalai Lama. And that was what was said, is you just don't understand. You're not at that level. Where if you're outside that organization looking in, you're like, no, that's not okay. It's things having to do with children. But when you're in it, it's really hard to have discernment and have those boundaries because you're encouraged in some ways to spiritually bypass. And I think over the years, everybody who's a seeker, everybody who's gone to seminars and read books, I think we've all probably been a little guilty of this, like not being able to use our discernment because we're a little, maybe even brainwashed by everybody else is going along with this. Everybody else is making all this progress. Everybody else is doing well. Why do I think what's going on here is wrong? There's a great podcast. It's called Cults to Consciousness. Her name is Shalise Ann Sola. And she talks about high demand religion. And really in this realm, we're talking about the exact same thing. You're in a belief system. You're trying so hard to do your best. You really want to attain that enlightenment. And yet there's these things going on that sort of hit at you, hit at the core of who you are, make you feel worse about yourself, even traumatize you. And yet you're still striving for that spiritual goal to be theocratic or to be, you know, at the higher next level that you don't realize it's happening to you.
Yeah. And it is a really difficult position to be in. And something about it doesn't really feel authentic. You know, you almost feel like you're living a lie of some kind, but you don't want to be that person. You want to be one of the other people.
Yeah, you're so right, Bill. You're so right. Having been raised in a high demand religion, there is that, like, look at these people, like they're, you know, doing the thing. They've devoted their life, you know, in our religion, it was like going out door to door. They've devoted their whole life to this. Like, they're not even getting married. They're not even having a career. Look what they've done. And the crowd, the group, the congregations hold them up as the highest possible level. And if you're not that, and if you're not it because you realize that is really not maybe a way to live life, then you're less than spiritually. And you're actually less in the eyes of everyone in that congregation because we all have this same idea. So whether it's Joe Dispenza's work or Deepak Chopra's work, if you go to an event and everybody else seems to be getting it and you're not, you feel bad about yourself. And I would say that probably at any event, there are 5% that are actually grokking and understanding or at that level at all. And everybody else is in that place of, I don't think I'm feeling it. I don't think I'm hearing it. I don't think I'm seeing it. And then you start to feel bad about yourself. And that bad about yourself is the place to look at because it is the thing that your nervous system is responding to, right? Maybe you have shame in your life. Maybe you have guilt. Maybe you have fear. You know, maybe you have other kinds of pain. Those are all going to show up at these high-level spiritual events. You're still going to be feeling them and experiencing them, but you try to paste a spiritual bypass, love and light, on top of it. So now you're going to pretend that you do get it. You're going to pretend that things have changed. You're going to pretend that you're hearing, seeing, feeling all the things, when really you're back in your old pattern of shame, guilt, fear, pain, all of that stuff.
You might actually even feel it for a period of, you know, but it's ultimately, I think, suppression. I'm suppressing. My body is telling me one thing, you know, I don't like you. I don't like you. I find you annoying. I find you suppressive. I find you whatever, fill in the blank, I need to love you. I need to try to understand and forgive. But my body is telling me something else. And that suppressing, when you take it out a little further than, let's say, the weekend, you do a week seminar, but you try to live it. You literally try to embody that and live it, and you're faced with it all the time. Maybe you live in the same house, maybe they're family, that sort of thing. And we are trying to, I'm peaceful, I'm peaceful. But you get somebody who steps in and starts manipulating and using, because I will at all costs, be there, trying to produce peace by being peaceful. But what we're doing is we're bypassing the growth for both of us. It's like, no, you don't get to treat me like this. You don't get to call me names or whatever be the case, take all the resources, you name it, whatever the thing is. But the staying in that peace, at all costs. And by all costs, I mean where this ends up is causing you a real problem, a real medical problem, ultimately.
And it doesn't mean you can't get there. It doesn't mean that those ideas are not factual in some way and possible. It's the way about getting there. So some of the things are good vibes only. Everything happens for a reason. Just forgive them. Just forgive them. Just let it go. That is my least favorite spiritual concept of all. And if you were more evolved, you wouldn't feel this way. Or don't talk about your injustice or your abuse. Just focus on the love and light. These are some of those bypass statements that you'll hear, right? One in religion is, don't worry about it. God will sort this problem out. You don't have to do anything. God will sort this problem out. On that cults to consciousness, I heard a person who was in a marriage with a gay man, and the woman was in a marriage with a gay man, and in that religion, being gay is not acceptable. But the elders in that church told the woman, God will sort all this out for you. Just stay with him. It's perfectly fine. God will sort it out. I mean, talk about a spiritual bypass. That's a situation that may need some addressing. If you don't want to, if you're a heterosexual and don't want to be in a gay relationship, there you go. That's a problem. The other thing I think really took people down in terms of spiritual bypass and created more pain is the law of attraction crowd, the law of attraction teachings, because it said think positive at all costs. No matter what the pain in your life is, think positive and you'll attract what you want. And I think that was the single thing in the personal growth and self-development thing that caused people pain. And I think it's continuing to cause people pain because they missed a fundamental piece. And we'll take our break now, hear from the good folks of the UK Health Radio. And when we'll come back, let's talk about the fundamental piece that's missing. Because we're not saying that all of these things are bad, that love and light is bad, that thinking positive is bad, that overcoming things and forgiving people is bad. Not at all. But there's a whole bunch of stuff in the middle that needs to be done first. So let's take that break. We'll hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we will be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative. Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right, and we're back. We are talking all things spiritual bypass. Again, brought on by the Epstein Files, this whole conversation. I just want to say, the Epstein Files are terrible, but it is provoking a lot of conversation about a lot of things, which may be a spiritual bypass, but there are some good things coming out of it. I think it's shedding light on some things that we really need to look at. And, you know, you and I, Bill, we're a part of this industry, the self-help, personal growth, spirituality industry. And so I think it's very important for us to be talking about this and to talk about why the work that we do is absolutely not a spiritual bypass, because it's about going right into the heart of the problem, right? So let's talk about that piece that's missing and the problems that it causes. So this causes some big problems in people's lives, right? Bypassing the work.
Yeah, it causes basically the suppression of the grief, the guilt, the anger, the fear, the resentment, so on and so forth, or letting somebody else walk on you in the name of, you know, I'm a pacifist. So with all those things, what happens is ultimately our body will express for us the emotion we cannot process. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it goes in stages. The first stage is that you get very tired and you find yourself kind of exhausted. And then the second stage is, if you don't pay attention to that, you may start to get the cold or the flu. And then the third stage, if you still aren't paying attention, it turns into something like cancer, you know, something terminal. So it takes a period of time, right? It doesn't happen instantly, but we're talking about suppressing your true feeling that your body has for an extended period of time. So this is a kind of a huge deal that it's important to kind of pay attention to our bodies and what they're telling us.
Well, and then let's talk about the other side of that, because in this industry, that can turn into the blame game really fast. Oh, you got cancer because you weren't positive enough. Oh, you got, you know, high blood pressure because you're not spiritual enough, right? That is not what we're talking about. We are talking about that when the body remains in a state of heightened fight or flight, heightened emotion, unresolved trauma, unresolved anger, unresolved grief, unresolved guilt, and you slap a happy face onto it, the body is still in a state where it is creating hormones, neurotoxins, chemicals that create massive inflammation in the body that hurt the body. And like Bill said, the body will express for you the emotion that you can't. And that is what the body is doing. When you see the body moving into these illness states, it is often because there is an emotion running. And by emotion, what Bill and I mean is a pattern between the brain and the body of a signal from the body, pain, fear, guilt, illness. And then that signal goes to the brain and creates an idea about that. And then the brain is like, yep, we got a problem. Send more of those chemicals down because we got to deal with this. And round and round and round you go. And those states are what cause illness overall. I mentioned Dr. Lisa Rankin, and she wrote a book. The title is escaping me right now. But she wrote a book about this, that every person that had heart disease, she's a heart surgeon, she got to where she'd sit with them and talk to them. They'd have a heart attack and need surgery. And every time they had a big heartbreaking event in their life, their heart was literally broken. The emotion was not just a feeling. And in fact, that's the basis of our work. The feeling is the signal, but it created a disease state in that organ, right? A broken heart turned into a real physical broken heart. So we have to really pay attention to these signals our body is sending, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That is such a great point, right? It's quite literal, a broken heart. And all those signals can be quite literal. We have so many stories of different ways that it expresses itself. I know for me, one time, my spiritual bypass, I was, this is many, many years ago, and I was afraid. I'll tell you the story. My hands began to hurt. They began to hurt so bad, and my forearms began to hurt so bad that I had to buy stretchy shorts. And that's all I could wear because I could not grab my shorts anymore and pull them up. I literally couldn't, I was losing the use of my hands, and it hurt so bad. I didn't tell anybody because I was like, well, I guess I've got a neurological issue and this is progressing, and it's, I didn't want to even admit it, but I was like, oh my God, this hurts so bad and I'm losing the function here. And it's getting worse. Anyway, turns out, there's this one person who touched my arms, and they were like, oh, you're afraid. And I'm not afraid. Yeah, you're afraid. You're afraid of losing your job. You're holding on for dear life. And I was like, yes, I am afraid. I think they're going to fire me. Anyway, bottom line is that as soon as I, stopped bypassing, and dealt with my fear, I dealt with it, just going in and doing the right thing and working diligently and that sort of thing. And boop, got my hands back. Pain went away, hands came back. I was like, hey, I can use my hands again. I can wear regular big boy pants now.
Yeah, we had a gal who came to us, and when she did, her shoulder was so not just frozen, but if she breathed too hard, it would send excruciating pain through her body, just excruciating. And she was scheduled to have a neurological surgery in that shoulder within just weeks of the first time we worked with her. And in her case, she was folding in on herself. She was trying to become smaller and smaller and smaller because everyone in her life seemed to be holding her in this tiny place. You're too fragile to live, basically. When the truth is, she's a giant inside. She is a magnificent human. But because of religion and the way that her family was set up, this was her belief system, she thought she had to shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink. Well, not only did that shoulder change, and in two sessions, that shoulder was not only released, but there was no sign of illness. And she did not need a surgery. In fact, I don't think she ever really did need a surgery. But the doctors couldn't figure out where this horrific pain was coming from. Well, it was coming from her just suppressing and suppressing and suppressing the true nature of who she really is. And so it didn't take long. She didn't have to meditate for 1,000 years. She didn't need talk therapy. She'd done all those things, all of them. The problem was they did not address the neurological pattern that had her brain sending a signal for pain and inflammation to her shoulder. It's that simple. The brain kept sending a signal and the shoulder kept sending a signal back. Nope, Houston, we still got a problem. Still got a problem? Yep. Okay. More pain, more inflammation. We need to keep our attention there. That pain was holding her in that place of being debilitated so that her family could play out the role of savior, right? Mm-hmm. The minute her system took a good look at that, and that's what we do in cognitive movement, we use the entire nervous system, the entire thing, the eyes, the brain, the ears, you know, the inside of the ears, outside of the ears, sensation, touch, hot, cold, feeling in the body, emotion in the body, all of it, to get a good look at what is going on with that pattern. See, the system, the whole nervous system, the whole body has to get up to date. And once your nervous system can actually see the real problem, see what it is, it corrects itself. And the pain, the problem can be gone almost instantly. It really can be, because the body wants to be efficient. And sending all that energy to a pattern, you know, brain to shoulder, brain to shoulder, brain to shoulder, that's not very efficient. So once it sees what the issue is, it collapses that pattern. And then the logical mind, which is the thing most people are trying to change, is the logical mind, goes, oh, I see what this problem is. It related to X and so, blah, blah, blah. And I don't need that problem anymore. But really, that's only one small part of the job. The real job is getting the whole system up to date, right?
Yeah, bringing the system into the real truth. The truth. You know, and it's calling your attention to it. And, you know, these feelings, even if it's not a hurt shoulder, but it's, you know, some kind of negative feelings in your stomach, you know, butterflies in your stomach that aren't so great, or a tightness in your chest, you know, when somebody does something or doesn't do something or whatever, all of those things, if we pay attention and utilize those, that it's an actual gift to process it, you know. And by process, what we're talking about is not bypassing it, but utilizing it to correct as that signal to help correct the problem. You know, we're utilizing the nervous system to correct the nervous system. And when you do that, when you really do it and do it right, ultimately things change to what you really want, which is, you know, all those spiritual concepts, where I'm, you know, I'll be at peace. Well, the easiest way to be at peace is to be absent the aggravations. You're not trying to. You're not saying, well, no, actually, I really like them. I'm totally at peace with them, you know. I like it when they, you know, they smack me over the back of the head and, you know, do this and that. No. So anyway, it's a shift in a way of looking at things instead of a bypassing is a utilization. It can be very, very profitable.
I think it's the understanding of the physicality of our emotions. So the book Lisa Rinkham wrote, the first one was Mind Over Medicine. And so it really talked about this mind body connection and that it exists. But I think the part that even her books missed in the beginning is that you have to address the delivery system. You have to look at how is the body creating this emotion, which is really physical sensation, right? You can't have an emotion without a feeling. People say, oh, no, I don't feel anything. And I'll say, okay, then how do you know you had that just emotion? Well, I felt, oh, yeah, you feel something. So you have to be able to look at the way that the body strategizes to get information to all the extremities of the body. How does it do what it does? Well, the nervous system extends to not only the edge of our skin, from our brain, eyes, brain, ears, tongue, smell, nose, all of that is part of your nervous system. And then all of that extends to the edges of your skin and beyond the edges of your skin, out in the field around your body. So it knows what's going on in the atmosphere, right? So all of this is taking in information, bringing it back in to what we call the central nervous system, you know, that vagal nerve, and then your brain, and then discerning what does all that mean. Once all of that decides what it means, based on its current state of trauma, drama, fear, pain, guilt, whatever, then it calculates what do we do next? What is the action that we do next? So it is literally deciding moment to moment how we behave, how we think, what do we say, and how we feel, right? So if you try to take an idea like peace and give it to the logical mind through your eyes, through reading, or through your ears, and then say this is the state we need to get to, right? But the rest of the system is in pain and fear, you've got a conflict, immediate conflict. I should be able to understand peace. I should be able to get there. Everybody else looks like they're serene in their meditations.
Right.
And your body's literally going, well, I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, I mean, here's the one, you know, that I certainly didn't get when I was growing up. You know, I went to church. I went to Catholic grammar school, high school, two colleges, all Catholic. Never missed a Sunday. And all what we call in our church is holy days of obligation. So every morning you were gone because you're in school and grammar school every morning with the church. And then, you know, you go to mass and, you know, and then there's lots of extra days. You know, it's not just Sunday. It's you got some extras in there, you know, and every day is a, you know, and you need to forgive and sinner, you know, you got to forgive sinner and, you know, and you know, all these things about forgiving and stuff. And I was like, oh, hell no. You know, I know, and I'm probably a bad guy because I couldn't do it. You know, I'm like, that's just not doing it, you know, and I know I was told to do it. I'll try to do it. I'm going to say I'm going to do it. I'm going to act like I did it, but I didn't do it, you know, and you know, it, you know, those type of things, because your body really keeps those traumas. And, you know, it's in 100% conflict and you just don't feel good, you know, you're faking it till you know, fake it till you make it, but it doesn't quite, didn't quite work out.
All right, let's take our next break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some steps you can take to see if you've been in spiritual bypass, if that has happened to you in your life, and how to start to unwind these things to actually get to the places you want to go of love, joy, peace, and enlightenment, because they really are attainable. All right, let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right, we are back and we're talking all things spiritual bypass. So it's interesting because there are consequences in a life. We already talked about these health issues, relationship issues, financial issues that will keep coming up again and again and again, no matter how many books you read, no matter how much church you go to, no matter how many self-help gurus you see, no matter how many psychics you've seen, no matter how many astrological charts you've done, if you don't change the way your body views them. So the body will view them as a form of trauma until that pattern is corrected.
Or maybe it's not even trauma. It's just something that has yet to be processed, you know. This is coming to light, you know, now with, you know, some people that were very highly regarded in the very, very highly regarded globally in the spiritual community. And their, you know, unresolved issues, which because those issues were unresolved, and they had certainly bypassed them, you know, they were all about love and enlightenment and oneness and what have you, but the unresolved issue of either their power or something around their sexuality, that ends up expressing itself in a much grander way. The unhealed thing in us is the thing that takes us down. And it simply gets more and more exaggerated. So it's so important, you know, as you gain money, as you maybe it's fame, or notoriety or whatever, these things become more exaggerated. So this is something that's been known for millennia. You know, this is not something new. It's a human condition. So it's very important not to jump over and bypass this, because you don't want to really address it. I'm beyond that now. you know, I'm one with the divine, or whatever be the case. And we're humans with human bodies. We got to address this stuff as messy as it is.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, because in a way it becomes our own hierarchy. Oh, I've overcome, you know, this, I've overcome that, I don't have that problem. And a lot of spiritual leaders or personal growth and development leaders act as though they've overcome everything in this life, and then now they've become somewhat divine. And I want people to hear that that is never true. If you are still on the planet, you are still living a very physical life. And moment to moment to moment, your nervous system reacts and then takes action, reacts and takes action. So we're in this constant cycle of the nervous system saying, am I safe? Am I not safe? Am I safe? And am I not safe? And if you don't address those daily, know exactly how to recognize if your system is reacting in a way that maybe isn't resourceful to you, then you are bypassing. And so I think that's something that in our work I've taken very, very seriously, because I saw this happen. To never make it seem as though we've done it, we're done. You're never done. If you're here, you're not done. You are constantly acting and reacting. And if you know the work like Cogna Movement, there's a really easy way to see if you've still got an issue, is how am I reacting? What did someone say to me? Did I just get my feelings hurt? You know, did I just go back to some thought in my mind? Does that thought start cycling? Do I react with anger that's maybe misplaced? Do I not react with anger when anger might actually be the appropriate emotion? There are times when that is appropriate. You know, did I not stand up for somebody, become a lion in a moment when that was necessary, because I'm falsely trying to keep myself calm? So the way that you know is, how is your body reacting? How do you feel physically when an issue pops up? And then what is the outcome? What is their reaction to that? Do you still have the problem? If you do, then the next step becomes really simple when you know work like Cogna Movement. When you know what your nervous system is doing and how to adjust it, the next step is to decide, how long do I want to keep this? You can change it immediately. You can use a neurological tool to change it very quickly, get yourself into a different state, and then address it later, right? Address it fully, get to the core of why did my nervous system react that way? What point in time is it going back to retrieve the information for how to react, right? If you're 50 and your body goes back to 4 for how to react in this situation, that's a problem. Or you might decide that you're going to live with this problem for a little while longer and then choose to clear it out of your nervous system. That's a choice, right? It's a real choice. And then the third step is getting to neutral, getting your nervous system into a place where you actually feel at peace, neutral, at least unattached. Okay, I get what happened there. I'm neutral. Now your logical mind can really think about it. Now you really have your full faculties to choose and decide. There's a saying that consciousness, true consciousness, is awareness. I'm aware my body just did a thing, plus choice. I choose to clear it up now, or I choose to clear it up later, right? Those two things, awareness plus choice, equals consciousness. Now you are in your logical mind. Now you are truly conscious. So I would say those are the steps. What do you think, Bill?
That was really interesting, the way you broke it down into, you know, maybe there's an intermediate step for you, you know, of just, hey, you know what? I recognize it. The first is recognizing it. And then, is this going to be processed today? Not at all. Or, you know, maybe I'm going to give this myself a year or 6 months or whatever period of time. You know, I'm going to deal with this later, you know. A lot of times, those type of things seem impossible. Because let's say that I have a fear and there's a situation and it makes me feel a certain way. But addressing the situation, let's say it makes me angry, but really, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to address it because if I do, then the person's going to leave or there's going to be a financial ramification or so on and so forth. And that I might be not ready for. Might not be ready for that today. So the process, though, is if you actually start the work today and start doing it, what happens is that a whole new reality emerges. Like, I mean, just today, we were just talking before we went on air. There was a parent and child. And the parent, after 40 years, finally told the child, you know, child, because never a harsh word was spoken to the child, and the child was supported for their entire life. And finally, at 40 years, hey, you know, you need to grow up, you need to start being responsible, and these are all the things that have been done for you, and you're lashing out, and you're not even taking any responsibility in your life. And then for the first time in that being communicated to the child, first time in 40 years, the child apologizes and starts treating the parent differently. So it was that fear being released, because the reason that it wasn't communicated to the child was a fear. The child won't like me. The child will leave. I have to be nice and understanding.
And the backstory is that person, the parent in that situation, actually cleared out that fear out of the body and got to neutral so that they had the ability to say what needed to be said and have it be said in a way that could be heard and received and processed, right? So the great news about the work that Bill and I do, Cogna Movement, is you don't always necessarily have to go directly at the problem. You know, the problem in your mind, you really go at how you feel. The underlying sensation gets addressed. Once that gets addressed, now you have choice. Now you have the choice to do something else, change your mind, get a new perspective. And then that's when you have that real consciousness place where you can see your life in a new way and create change. So we have come to the end of this episode. Bill and I want to invite you that if you feel like you have, you've suffered from a spiritual bypass, and there's something in your life that you'd like to have better awareness, more choice, and higher consciousness on, we have a program called the Essentials Program that teaches you how to recognize your whole nervous system and change it very, very quickly. It's called the Essentials. You can go to cognomovement.com/essentials. to find out more about that. But it's something you can start on absolutely right now today and create change in about 20 minutes. All right, everybody. Thanks for this conversation, Bill. This was fun. And until next time, everybody out there in UK Health Radio land, be safe and be well.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.